I have to say the experience in community frustration would be an understatement. People are very, very angry that they've had to go a week, 3,500 homes with, for a week with boiling water, and all the concerns and the worry that comes with that. Worry that if a baby had consumed that water, an elderly person, somebody who is sick, a vulnerable person to consume that water, that's not acceptable. There's been no information forthcoming from Irish Water as to what exactly was in this water, what caused the boil water notice, and ultimately we want the plan to make sure that this never ever happens again, because it is absolutely unacceptable. On top of that as well is the lack of information, or the drip feed of information coming from Irish Water and their communications team has been unacceptable, and it's been left to the likes of myself, other county councillors, to try and get as much information as possible to let people know whether they can or cannot drink their water, and that's just absolutely unacceptable.
And what lessons would you like to see learned from this event over the past week?
We need to learn that we have a plan, that if the slavery plan fails, we had a water outage before Christmas that lasted days. We had boiled water notice this week that lasted a week. And meanwhile, there has been thousands upon thousands of litres of clean drinking water passing through the town of Buncrana, making its way to Letterkenny. We need a plan to ensure that if anything happens at the slavery plant, that the water coming from the Illies that was fought for by the people of Inishowen benefits the people of Inishowen. So we need pumps, we need valves, and we need every backup to make sure that the water coming from the Illies through Buncrana is available for the people of Buncrana when they need it.